going to keep this running if that's okay. Cool. So, we talked about the ACLU. We talked about the Supreme Court. We talked about the Senate. I wanted to hear more about the Tides Foundation.
I know that people that are very wealthy can keep their names hidden, basically anonymous, by donating to the foundation, right? Which is I think that's the one that's non-taxable or non-deductible, doesn't have anything to do with the. You know something about the 501c3,
like a non-profit.
Yeah, non-profit.
Right.
So they can remain anonymous by doing that. But the strange thing about it is that the Tides Fund is right next door, and the administration transfers the funds from the foundation to the fund. So they got a little crooked game going there.
I've heard
the fund does things, can do things like sponsor politicians. And that's all recorded. They ask where the funds come from. They said from the foundation. But of course, the foundation is anonymous. So they get away with this stuff. Whereas other people would have to declare it. So Soros has got himself set up a little system where rich people can donate and remain anonymous.
I've heard critics call this money laundering.
Yeah, essentially. You can even have criminals donate. Yeah.
I've also heard critics say that the Tides Foundation is indoctrinating our children. Is that something you've heard?
I haven't heard about that. Not too much about it.
I've also heard that they're funding programs to make the U.S. a socialist country.
Without a question.
Yeah.
Obama and Soros are one person. Soros is completely socialist. So is Obama.
I had never heard about Tides until Glenn Beck started talking about it and reporting on it. And you were talking about Glenn Beck before. Is that where you heard about Tides?
No, actually, I haven't seen any programs with Tides with Beck. He mentions it, you know, just as a footnote or a side note in his program. But this is must be something he started doing. I bet you he started doing it because actually my name came up on his show.
Yeah, I heard that.
I didn't know it went that far. I thought maybe, okay, I hit the local news, that's great. You know, not something I really wanted to happen. But I didn't know it all went all the way across the country. They're trying to, it wasn't good. They're trying to say that it was a thing that now they're just the left will use it against us.
Right.
Right? As an act of violence. And I say, well, you know, that's the thing. Is that anything you do is going to be considered promoting terrorist acts or promoting violence. So now they've got Beck labeled as this guy that is trying to incite violence. And what I say is that if the truth incites violence, it means that we've been living too long in the lies. Because there's going to be more and more people that are, when you become unemployed, desperate, you can no longer pay your bills, when your society has come to a standstill, it cannot grow anymore, you become socialized, everything, you know, companies are moving overseas. What do you think is going to happen? Crying out loud. It's going to get worse, and more and more people are going to get desperate. You know, when your kids are out on the streets selling their bodies just to make ends meet, what kind of a society is that where we're creating? And I can't say that it was ever accidental. I don't believe in an accidental history. I believe everything was caused by the fact that there are people behind all this.
Mm-hmm.
your promotion. Other stuff like in the 70s when the Hustler magazine went into the Supreme Court.
Oh, Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And won the case to get Ford not open.
Right.
Yeah. And things like that. So our Supreme Court has been giving them little tidbits, things like that. And then our legislatures are doing things.
Well, when you talk about how conservative values have been lost in this country, you were talking before about the liberal media. You're saying maybe Fox is the exception. Do you think Fox is worthwhile?
Well, I'm not going to say anyone is worthwhile. But it's really surprising. You know, I would have never started watching Fox if it wasn't for the fact that was on there. And it was the thing that he did. It was the thing he exposed that blew my mind. I said, well, nobody does this. Because I know that J.P. Morgan bought the Associated Press in 1920. J.P. Morgan is banking representative Rothschild, which is probably the most wealthiest man in the world. Without question. The Rothschild that was alive then is the same right now, but that dynasty was continued on Mayor Amschel Rothschild for Mars.
Yeah.
I've got this written down too. Associated since the 1920s has been a free organization. It's been controlled by money. And that's why they started getting away with it, like the sinking of the Lusitania.
Right.
Woodrow Wilson contracted that. He said sink it. 78 people, Americans died on this ship.
Yeah.
That's what got us into World War I. Okay. The Associated Press was never given me this type of information. They were always to pump it up, pump up the public, to get it to the public. That's what their job became. It became a service to the government. It became a service to
locals.
Right.
Yeah, and last time we had that discussion, we talked a lot about the AP and, you know, how it rose to prominence in the 20th century. But
it's like Obama on his oil spill. He causes the oil spill, right?
Right.
Contracts Halliburton, or either Soros or him, or BP themselves, contracted Halliburton to sabotage the oil spill. Kills 11 people, destroys the entire Gulf of wildlife to pass the cap and trade legislation. And tries to get public support by having agents down in the Los Angeles area. I've got an article that I tore out of a newspaper to save it, showing the Mexicans pouring paint on themselves. The Mexicans in the community are protesting the use of petroleum, as if petroleum is the problem. If you don't have an oil spill, the petroleum is not how you've got your computer. Your phone is made out of petroleum. Almost everything we have now is made out of petroleum, even some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're protesting the product, right? So they're getting these things, and this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to push this emission promotion, this cap and trade legislation. They're trying to promote this, you know, this we're going to cut back to a third world status type of thing, idea. Right? Intentionally cut back to get the people on their side behind it. Right? And that's what the news agency is doing now. Because we're going to protest the intentional sabotage by the president and by the billionaire financial mogul George Soros. You know, the underling company. You'll never hear that. You'll never hear it. It'll never surface. It'll never come to the public knowledge.
But you think Glenn Beck is maybe an exception to the rule?
I think. Absolutely. He is not going to say so. This is what he will do. Beck will not stay in with the contract with you. But he'll give you every ounce of evidence you could possibly need to make that assumption. You see what I mean? That's why he downplays the 9/11 truthers. Oh, he talks bad about them. And yet, I'll show you, I will show 100% that the CIA contracted the Pakistani general who pays off his underlings, which are all Al-Qaeda and Taliban agents, here in the United States, and the money trail was leading to them. And Bush and his administration under Cheney paid the Associated Press a great deal of money to get them off of that money trail. It's not true, but it's something else. That's well known. Global Research is the website.com. Global Research. Go find that one. Go 9/11. Find Global Research. I have a hard time trying to remember the name of that website. They've got good articles. Very scholarly. These guys are real deal. It was on Omar something. I can't remember the name of it. But they changed it to a different Omar.
A different Omar?
Yeah. A different guy altogether. And he went off. It's a red herring goose case.
Oh, I see.
That's what the Associated Press did. So, that got him off of that. Then we have Alex Jones and his terror storm.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Yeah, Alex Jones, prisonplanet.com.
What about Terror Storm?
Terror Storm, I haven't.
Yes, Alex Jones, Terror Storm. That would lead all the most right off. It shows Building 7. There's a Channel 4 news in New York, and this lady's on the television. And she's reporting on the 9/11 disaster, how it was during that time.
Yeah.
And right behind her, the building starts to collapse. Not the Twin Towers. Building 7 was right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see all the detonation charges going like this. You can see them in the video. So it's on video. It's a demolition. This is the same day as 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was later that afternoon that Building 7 collapsed. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know how long it takes to set up a demolition of a building?
Not really.
2 or 3 days, maybe weeks.
Uh-huh.
For professional demolition. Yeah.
But you said Glenn Beck.
The plane that crashed into the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Was a bomb. And there was admirals and people in the Air Force that testified. There's a guy from High Order official. Italian official who clearly states, and this is you know, off the record, clearly states that the U.S. government contracted the full destruction of the Twin Towers.
I mean, and, you know, I've read a lot of this. When I look on the TV for it, I don't see any of it. And you were talking...
You can't see it on TV.
Yeah.
No, because TV is a mass media channel.
Yeah.
It gets too many people. And so, yes, Beck will never say anything about a conspiracy, will never advocate violence, he'll never do anything like of this nature. But he'll give you every ounce of evidence that you could possibly need. Go look at all the stuff that you find. I would suggest you go back and see, try to find the videos of the June videos.
So you had good programs in June?
I think so. I was watching June. I thought, wow, this guy's getting good. Okay? And you can pick up ideas. Like there's Peralta, head of the CIA. I can't remember his last name. Then he's got Crime Inc., Chicago Crime Inc., and he goes on that. He's got a lot of stuff. If you can get on your internet and just verify it, right? Go find it. Go dig for it. But you got to be specific. You can't. You know, you can't just... Because you'll get one that, you know, hates Beck. You know, George Soros has hired literally hundreds of people to put him down. So they all get... He hires all these bloggers, pays them lots of good money, because he's got less money. It's nothing to him.
Yeah.
Right? You can pay for augers to put down back at all costs. So you've got, you know, 100 people putting them down and you can derating or dragging up dirt on them or whatever. Right? To discredit his words. Why? Because his words are pointing a finger directly at him. That's why I'm doing it. That's why they'll do it. They don't want nothing. They want this guy off. That's why they hate him. I got to figure it's because of the fact that the liberals right now are so brutal with the GOP that they have no outsource. And it's all the media.
I'm a
right? Fox is basically only a conservative representative in media. Now, what happens when you have an entire sweep? Then you got another side of the issue. You got to set up a constitution where you have to have a 67 vote majority. But what happens when you set it at 50% and then one party takes over? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they set it up that way. So it couldn't happen. 74, the Senate reduced it from 67 to 60 votes. Now, people like Boxer want to move it down to 55. Yeah. Okay, and then after that, four more, simple majority. 51%, simple majority. Mm-hmm. Then you can pretty much bribe two people and get anything you want passed. And they do it all the time. Bribes are big. Anything to do with money, how they get it all.
So I'm going to go back and watch. Should I watch the June shows or listen to his radio show?
I think you should watch.
Watch the June shows.
Well, I don't know. I've never really heard the radio stuff. But I want you to get that Terror Storm.
Okay.
By Alex Jones. It might be a little, you know, talk to him. $10 or something.
Yeah, I got that.
Right.
And globalresearch.com.
Globalresearch.com is excellent. Uh-huh. I think that's what they're called. Globalresearch.com. The put options that were made on businesses in the Twin Towers, put options against United and American Airlines day before 9/11.
Oh, so people were making money on the collapse of those airlines.
Money still waiting for somebody.
Right.
Once they realized that people were claiming these put options that were made the day before, they isolated one specifically who's going to bust this guy wherever he is and come to the price. Never collect it. Millions of dollars were made. Nobody claimed it. They got word.
And who was that person?
They don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know. But there's people in the government department, CIA, especially. And I'll tell you, I got another article talking about the drug trade, heroin. Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about. Was that the European Committee had basically frozen shipments of heroin, trying to stop it from coming in because heroin is what destroys society.
Mm-hmm.
The British ruined China by the distribution of heroin. And then they've been, you know, converted shipping companies. India shipping company.
Yeah.
The Pirates of the Caribbean movies and stuff like that. Well, that was a real company. And they were the movers of dope back in those days, 1700s, 1800s. They moved all that stuff. And they know all about that. They destroy society by getting their people hooked on dope. Right? And that's going on here in this country. Why do you think our borders, the Mexican borders, open? Why our government won't do anything about the border? It's because they're being paid by the cartels to keep them open so they can move their shipments. Where are they going to sell it at?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The cartels need to sell it here. This is where it's coming. Our kids are the ones doing the crack, smoking the base, you know, shooting it up. And we're getting it from Afghanistan, too. Got the heroin shipments coming. Why is our military there? Why do we have a military in Afghanistan?
Well, Obama says it's to fight Al-Qaeda.
The Taliban for terrorism.
Yeah.
9/11. it is. I've got a paper that describes exactly how the European, the EU, shut down their shipments. Right? And our CIA stepped in that very next year, 9/11. Got that firm back on. They're the ones making the money off it. This is a mafia, CIA, Mossad operation, and it always has been. Who killed Kennedy? CIA and the Mossad. Kennedy passed an executive order that was going to shut down the Federal Reserve. Now, this is all of the stuff that I'm saying. Okay? Going to shut down the Federal Reserve. Who shot him? And he's also going to disband the CIA as a rogue agency. CIA and the Mossad took him out. 8 years later, Nixon was told to take the American dollar off the gold standard. 1971. With Greenspan, Nixon took us off the gold standard. 8 years after that, or 9 years after that, Reagan was going to put us back on the gold standard. He was shot. See that?
Mm-hmm.
And they're intentionally destroying our country, these people.
Well, so a lot of people are asking, how do we take our country back? You know, there's
you go after your federal agencies. You go after the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
You go after your government. I want you to write one more thing down.
Yeah.
It's called the right of revolution.
Okay.
It's a constitutional right that is... And I think it's taken from the words of Thomas Paine. It is exemplified in the Declaration of Independence, which was the original Declaration of Liberation from England's dictatorship or tyranny. And it is the right that the people have. It's a natural right and a constitutional right. And it's not only that, but it was a duty that they felt. They gave us so many rights, so much sovereignty, that they felt that we even had the right to overthrow our government when it became oppressive and totalitarian. So when you have criminals basically ruling the population with guns, and then trying to disarm the population simultaneously, who's doing this? The guy that's in control right now is the head of the Joyce Foundation. Obama was the president of the Joyce Foundation, which is the biggest anti-gun agency there is. It's got to be in Chicago. Right? These are the same people that want to disarm the purpose. There's only one purpose for disarmament. That's to have unbridled control without resistance. Countries that have no guns and no rights of gun ownership have absolutely no way to resist. But if you understand the real nature of the Second Amendment of the Constitution, this right of forming militia and protecting ourselves against foreign bodies and domestic bodies, was a right to have equal firepower even against our own government.
Take their country back. There was a huge demonstration in Washington. I don't know if you heard about it. It was
Tell them to get me out. Hey,
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. I'm here for a surrender.
Well, actually Glenn Beck put the rally on. Did you hear about it? It was called Restoring Honor. Yeah.
See, now I'll tell you. Beck is going to deny everything about violent approach, deny everything about conspiracies, but he'll give you every reason to believe it.
Yeah.
See, he's protecting himself, and you can't blame him for that. So I understand what he's doing.
Do you think he's got a political movement? I mean, hundreds of thousands of people came out to hear him speak.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of thousands of us, yes. Yeah, it's coming down to the line, you know, and these controllers are not backing off. They want total control. They're trying to get it. And more and more people are waking up.
So, Byron, we just have a couple more minutes. I want to continue this discussion. We can do it by letter, and I can come back.
I want you to arrange, write me a letter with all the questions that you want to ask.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that'll give me a chance to, you know, and say, Ma, I need this stuff. This is, you know, the FBI took all of my stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't have things. And I'm not sure how the director... to go into my documents, to glean stuff, because I will have them in my documents and rest them on the internet. But how do you tell somebody to get stuff off the internet?
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's a big internet.
There's only 100,000 different people on the internet all writing different stuff about food ideas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you have to know what you're looking for.
So, I'll send you a list of questions, yeah.
Think like a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Except don't use the word theory.
Right.
Because the conspiracies are not theories. The official part is the lie. The conspiracy is the truth.
Byron, since I'm going to have to go in just a second, they're going to kick me out. I wanted to ask you, how do you think of yourself? Are you a revolutionary? Are you a criminal? Are you a terrorist? Are you a patriot? You're a revolutionary.
I'm a revolutionary. I believe in constitution. I do not like crime. I do not. I think that most people that commit crimes are subject to a condition that the promoters of our media, of our culture, these people that want it, we want this. We want this pornography out there. We want to remove the cross in the Bible. All these people are promoting this incestuous crescendo of abominations to the point where people are born into it. By the time they're 16 years old, which is what they're born in, 1994, little babies to me, but 16 years old, they're already eligible to commit crimes. You know, and they can handle themselves. Right? To me, that's just a little kid that has no knowledge whatsoever, but they're born into a culture by that time, 1994 or 95, has already developed into this thing I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And so are they wrong? Or are they victims of the world they were put in?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why you have to have a society that is pure and clean. And you have to keep it that way. We have to go back to our original principles. Establish the Bible. Establish the Constitution. Don't let perverts come in and change our laws and give them, you know, freedom of expression means the right to have sex on a barroom table, you know, with the live video footage feeding into every... you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This kind of thing that's going on, right? And it's intentional and it's devilish, okay? And it's driving people mad, and I can't say that. How do we know what is it that's going to cause the crime, or is it the poverty?
Housing crash?
Hold on. I'll write you a letter. It'll be easier. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thank you.